T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
At the opening of today's city council meeting in Dallas, Mayor Eric Johnson promised to rebuild.
The damage has been extensive to the property, the businesses, the homes, our streets in North Dallas all took some pretty direct hits. Not all of them, but several of them took some pretty direct hits. But I just think that we should consider ourselves extremely blessed that we did not lose a single member of our community, not a single Dallasite's life was lost, not a single serious injury was sustained.
The city also handling several matters dealing with new state laws that took effect back in September, including officially canceling the city's red light camera program and raising the age to buy tobacco products. As homeowners continue to clean up in North Dallas, business owners are wondering when they can reopen. KRLD's Alan Skaya is in Preston Hollow.
The tornado damaged shopping centers along Walnut Hill and Royal Lane. Michael Zimmerman owns the shopping center at Walnut Hill and Marsh.
It's pulled air conditioners off. There's gaping holes in the roof. We're trying to just dry it in, and we're going to have a brand new roof.
He says that led to flooding inside the store. And when the storm broke windows at the liquor store in the center, he says looters showed up almost immediately.
They went into Specs 10 minutes after the tornado left and stole the liquor.
But he says he should be able to fix the building and stores will reopen within 2 weeks. In Preston Hollow, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Several businesses in the Preston Royal area are struggling. Ken Emanuelson heads up the North Dallas Chamber of Commerce.
This is a very resilient part of the community, and I'm not going to be surprised at all if you see everybody back up and running in the not-too-distant future.
Emanuelson's building also sustained significant damage. Thomas Jefferson High School students spending their first day of class at a new location. The Dallas ISD says the high school had too much damage from the tornado, so kids were bused to the old Edison Middle School about 9 miles away. High school principal Sandy Massey says students went straight to class to get the educational experience, but teachers are also talking with kids about the emotions they're dealing with. She says teachers have not been able to get back into their regular classrooms.
Their love and the attention that they put into their walls, you know, the students' faces on the walls, the work on the walls, the art on the walls, all of that has been taken from us.
Edison Middle School closed last year and has been used as a training facility. A sliver of hope for a Plano man who's serving life without parole for capital murder. KRLD's LP Phillips reports on a Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruling.
Christopher Holder was convicted of murdering Billy Joe Tanner, stepfather of his ex-girlfriend, in November of 2012. A large part of the state's case centered on Holder's whereabouts the day of the murder, and police used his cell phone records to track him. But since that conviction, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in another cell phone case and raised the bar for how police get those records. Steve Myers, Holder's attorney, says the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals will now hear arguments.
They're going to take a look at whether or not in Mr. Holder's case, the state met its burden under the Texas Constitution to acquire his cell phone records.
No date for the hearing has been set. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The city of Plano is producing a 30-minute documentary on the history of Collin Creek Mall. Steve Stoller with the city says they're looking for people who'd be willing to talk with them on camera about their personal stories, including people who worked at Collin Creek. He says people who are interested should contact him. Big Tex has come down at the state fair. The 55-foot-tall cowboy was taken to a secure location to get ready for next year's event. The fair says more than 2.5 million people passed through the gates, a 25% increase over last year. And country music superstar Chris Stapleton will headline the first event in the new Globe Life Field in Arlington. That concert on March 14th will feature special guest Willie Nelson.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.